This is John Rothman, and of course, the voice of San Francisco. And boy, oh boy, do we have a good news story to start out with. The pandas are coming to the San Francisco Zoo. No, I'm not pandering to you, but I am pointing out that what is happening at the zoo is really wonderful. The last time I was as excited was when the koala bears came to San Francisco in the late 1950s, early 1960s. It was one of the most exciting moments for us. We all went out to the zoo. We all watched the koala bears. Are we going to go out and look at pandas? You bet we are. And for London Breed, this was a coup. She needed good news. And the good news of the pandas coming to San Francisco, well, absolutely the best. And may I put in a plug while I'm at it for the San Francisco Zoo? What a wonderful place to visit. What a wonderful place to be. And let me tell you one quick story about an experience I had with our son Samuel at the San Francisco Zoo. This was before the appropriate netting was in and the enclosures were established, and we decided to have a hot dog. And so Samuel and I sat there, he with his, me with mine, and guess what? All of a sudden, a bird swooped down and stole Samuel's hot dog. You got it. They were out in force. I said, "Don't worry, darling. I'll get you another one." And we did. And we sat down again. And guess what happened? The same bird, or perhaps a different one, came down and swiped that hot dog as well. Well, we went and we complained. And that's the reason why they put in the original netting. But I do want all of you to know that it's now safe at the San Francisco Zoo. And more than that, we're going to have those wonderful giant pandas from China. And that's a real treat. So that's the good news. Now let's go to, well, what may not be as good a news. Is good a word? I don't know. Now, we are told that San Francisco is now taking a hard look at what happened in West Portal. You all remember the tragic accident, 4 members of a family killed, and all of the issues of reconfiguring streets and so forth. You know, when I look around San Francisco, that's all I hear about, reconfiguring streets. Now, let's talk about something that I think is fascinating. Did you know there was a sting in West Portal the other day? That's right. They were out, the MTA, God bless them, they were out giving tickets. Oh, that's right. For any infraction they could find. And that is a way for the city of San Francisco to raise revenue. I readily concede that. But should we be rotating district by district? There are 11 supervisorial districts here in town. We are told they're going to go district by district to try to gain revenue for the city. First of all, I'm opposed to targeting citizens of San Francisco. I think it's a terrible thing to do. Second of all, we should make it easier, not harder, for people to travel and traverse the city of San Francisco. But wait, that brings me to a potential revenue producer. Bicycles. What? Bicycles? Why would you say that, John? When I was a kid, my parents took me down to City Hall, and I had to get a license for my bicycle. Yeah, the license cost just a few dollars, but you put it on the back of your bike, and that way, if a bike was stolen, that way, if a bike were in an accident, it was easy to trace. And, listen to this, it created revenue for the city of San Francisco. So here is my suggestion for a revenue-producing method here in San Francisco that hurts no one and helps the city. I say that if you own a bicycle and you live in San Francisco, you should have to have a license. You should have to pay for a license. And that way, when bikes are stolen, we'll be able to keep track. More than that, there'll be revenue for the city. And yes, if there is an accident, if there is a problem, we'll know who the bicycle rider is who created the problem. What do you think of that? Do you think I'm right? If I had to have a bicycle license when I was a kid, why shouldn't we all who ride bicycles have to have a bicycle license now? What a great revenue producer for the city and county of San Francisco. And speaking of the city and county of San Francisco, you all are aware that San Francisco is suing Oakland over the airport renaming. Yeah, that's right. It's very simple. San Francisco is suing the city of Oakland over a planned name change. They want to call the new airport San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport. Is that an infringement on the trademark of San Francisco International Airport. Wait a minute. I had to go back in my memory and remember that it used to be called the Oakland Bay Bridge. Then it was renamed the San Francisco Oakland Bay Bridge. I have no problem sharing the name of San Francisco. And by the way, if you really think that travelers are not going to understand the difference between San Francisco International Airport and San Francisco Bay Oakland International Airport, well, we've got a real problem, don't we? I am in favor of the three airports here in Northern California that really matter, San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose, being featured, being given the opportunity to generate more business. Oh, wait, there's a problem. I forgot to tell you. We have global warming. And if you really understand what's happening, you know that all the airports are built over the bay, bay access. And you know what's happening? Are you aware of the fact that seas are rising? And before you know it, well, the airport runways in San Francisco, Oakland, and San Jose may be flooded. Nobody talks about that, but that's another very interesting aspect of San Francisco and where we stand. So I wanted to throw that out to you. And one other issue. I think this is very interesting. And John Zipper and Melissa Kane talked about it on their podcast, which I hope you are listening to. And that is what has happened to the Republican and Democratic County Committees here in San Francisco. Both of them are being viewed now as more moderate. Why? Because the slate of moderates won, particularly with the Democratic County Committee, and it could make a difference. After all, you get a slate card from the Democratic County Committee, tells you who to vote for, who not to vote for. But wait. Let me ask you a question. How important are the county committees? Do you ever hear about county committees? No. The only time you hear about it is when they put out a slate card. And so the slate card is dependent on who's on the county committee, which is why so much money was spent on the county committee. Ladies and gentlemen, it is a very clear situation in my mind. The county committees have limited impact. But let me point one thing out to you. They take stands on a whole host of issues, most of which have nothing to do with the county committee. That's all right, I guess, if you believe in people sticking their nose in where they generally don't belong and just creating political controversy for the sake of political controversy. So, this morning, I want to give Mayor London Breed kudos. She did the one thing that she could do about which there is no controversy, bringing the panda bears to San Francisco. Talk about pandering. This is John Rothman. This is the Voice of San Francisco. Just a few observations. And by the way, a lot of good feedback on this podcast, but I'd be interested in your comments. I want to know what you think. So make sure you let the Voice of San Francisco know whether you're enjoying the podcasts, not just mine, but the others. And not to mention the wonderful writing by Susan Dyer Reynolds and all of the various contributors to the Voice of San Francisco. We're hoping to change, if you will, the political climate here in town with active participation and commentary. That's our goal, and with your help, we will succeed. I'm John Rothman. This is the Voice of San Francisco. Have a great weekend. We'll see you on Monday.